The South African local government elections kicked off on a good start in most areas this morning, but there were some hiccups. In some areas around the country, there were some service delivery protests, some disrupting the voting process. Protesting community members in some areas denied IEC agents access to the voting sites. Some of these issues, including the voting stations that did not open, have been resolved. The IEC briefed the media at the National Results Operations Center in Pretoria this afternoon. Here is the chairperson of the commission, Glenn Mashinini, mentioning some of the disruptions that occurred today.
In the Eastern Cape, 19 voting stations did not open because of community unrest. And in all incidents, communities dug trenches to deny the commission staff and the voters access to their respective voting station. And then in Limpopo, a hailstorm delayed the opening of voting stations in areas around Giyani. While there was no load shedding, disruptions in power supply in the affected voting stations, some of them in Limpopo and Northern Cape were affected. And in Modimolle, in Limpopo, an accredited observer was asked to leave a voting station for wearing political party T-shirts. A process to withdraw the observer's accreditation was put in place with immediate effect. In Moretele in Northwest, a member of a political party was arrested after he interrupted the voting process. And in Daung, also in Northwest, the commission has laid charges against a presiding officer after he opened a ballot box that had already been sealed. The commission has received reports of isolated cases where voters were stopped from entering voting stations by election staff because they were wearing political party clothing and regalia. And the commission wishes to clarify that, firstly, wearing of such clothing by voters is not prohibited. It is only prohibited for party agents.
Although the public may be angry about service delivery and wanting their voices heard by disrupting the voting process, Rhodes University lecturer in the politics department, Thapelo Tselapedi, advises that citizens use these elections to change the situation.
We need to understand the maturing of democracy means understanding how the electoral system works and understanding the electoral system as a tool for political change. I think those that may want to or that are protesting against this election for arguably wanting better delivery of services or just the end of corruption and so forth. Look, I think it may be for a myriad of reasons. One of those could be because people feel like, you know, that the ANC is always going to win. So because of the, you know, sort of the hegemonic power of the ANC electorally, they have no other recourse than to protest against the elections. For me, that argument or that position is no longer sustainable. Really, people need to be able to use elections as a tool to change and to turn around how things have been done, how municipalities have been run, province and national. The reality is, if you want a house, RDP housing, if you want electricity, if you want proper roads, if you want proper running water, you know, and an infrastructure system that supports all of these things, you've got to be able to connect it to representatives that you elect. I think citizens have to be able to see the connection between those basic services and the representatives that they elect to facilitate those services. Once you see that you're not getting all of these services, I think it must bear in someone's mind, in citizens' mind, that actually maybe let me change my vote, or let me vote according to, especially given that this is a local government election, vote people that you know personally, vote people that have, you know, a history of community building in the area that they're contesting, vote for people that you know personally. And I think that's one of the ways that people can mitigate, against, some of the sort of excesses of the state via corruption, via lack of service delivery, blah, 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 blah. I think, of course, the difficulty is that for any meaningful change to happen, for any political change to happen, you need a groundswell of voters who are going to say, actually, we are tired of the status quo. So, of course, one vote does not change millions of where the other voters are, of course. So you need a groundswell of other million voters to agree with you on your analysis or critique of the status quo. I think perhaps people who are, again, protesting against the elections, I think for me that's being short-sighted, especially because these are local government levels. You know, it's really just a matter of getting your community and other surrounding communities, galvanize them behind a particular agenda and say, this one is what we want, two, we need a person that can get us all of these things that we want. I think as citizens need to take seriously the impact that the electoral system has on our day-to-day lives.
There are more than 23,000 IEC voting stations nationwide. Polls opened at 7 a.m. and will close at 9 p.m. tonight. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.